Hello, everyone. This is Kenny Wayne Shepherd on The Raven and the Blues.
Stop. You weren't supposed to segue, although it did segue rather well, I thought. It's the Raven and the Blues. Welcome to the programme. A bit of a rocky start. File under rock, I think you'd say for that. But Rock Blues from Kenny Wayne Shepherd, who did the ident at the beginning as well, and Never Looking Back. And welcome, whether you're listening on FM or as a podcast or on the online radio stations of Belgrade and KCOR. Welcome to the programme. Dave Raven, a couple of shows left in July, and we'll be talking about the British Blues Awards, which ends next weekend, the voting, that is, and we'll talk about those towards the end, your last hint, basically. Nearly all new stuff in the show this week, basically because I've just got this great mound of albums which have arrived in the last 10 days or thereabouts, and so I'm going to try and squeeze them all in. Little conversation, lots of music. So that wasn't new, that came out last year from the album which was called How I Go. This is brand new, came out about a week or so ago. It comes from the Nighthawks. It's their new album called Damn Good Time and a Minimum Wage.
Satisfy my taste. You've got me on a
minimum wage.
Just enough love to get by. I'm telling you, there's trouble in the air for this minimum wage love affair. You wanna put out the fire? You've got me on a
minimum wage.
Just enough love to get by. I'm telling you, there's trouble in the air.
That is a lovely, lovely CD. Just been released, Damn Good Time, with two M's, no N. That's the Nighthawks, been around a long time. This is their first album for their new record label, Seven Record, and that's called Minimum Wage. And there's some great tracks on it. They've got a couple of covers. They've also got a Billy Price we featured before, a Billy Price track called Night Work. And it's a great album. Good stuff indeed. Okay. The joyous thing about the podcast is that I know it's listened all over the world by people doing different things, commuting to work, sometimes jogging around the park. A couple I know in San Diego listen to the show when they're canoeing every, or is it kayaking? Kayaking every weekend. And also one listener who's been a listener for quite some years to the program, that's Peter Cheer. Peter works in IT and also he's an archaeological consultant and he travels around the world really. And he's in Ethiopia at present. And he dropped me an email this week sort of talking about the program and things. Thank you for the information. Blues for Peace, I go to the website, Peter, and there's no links which I can actually make working. But the King Rollo was a good thing to remind me, because I haven't played King Rollo for a long time on the show. And so, again, one of the rare non-new releases this week. This goes back to the album from 6 years ago called Songbook. Here's King Rollo and Beats Working.
I know times are hard, look like getting harder, and every day you wake up kind of hurting. You try to make the best of an uncertain world, even wink as you face the final curtain. And have I got news for you? Yes, sir, I'm happy as I am, for reasons that may seem quite uncertain. Have we got the blues? No, ma'am, we're happy as we be, 'cause it sure beats the shit out of working. Out of working, out of working. Yeah, it sure beats the shit out of working. Beats the shit. Beats the shit. Yes, it sure does beat that shit out of working. You think of a job as a means to independence, a means to make your way out in the world. Then one day, the truth turns into horror when you find the way it sucks your mind. Ooh, can I suck your mind? Yes, sir, I'm happy with the way you adjust your tie and stare at your reflection. Can I have a say? No way, you stay as you are, 'cause it sure beats the shit out of working. Out of working, it sure does beat the shit out of working. I've been singing this song now for 44 years, and I'm hoping it won't be the last one. But just in case it is, please bear it in mind that it sure as hell won't be the worst one. Yeah, the worst one, it won't be the worst one. It sure as hell won't be the worst one. Out of working, keeps me out of working. It sure does beat the shit out of working.
Okay with that word? Yeah, we are. That's King Rollo from 6 years ago at the suggestion of Peter Cheer out in Ethiopia, and the track from the album Songbook and Beats Working. Good stuff indeed. Let's stay acoustic, but move to a brand new album just being released, or in fact, to be more correct, coming out in September. It's called Down the River. It comes from North Carolina resident. We featured on the show before, Malcolm Holcomb. It's another great album. I listened through to it yesterday. Some great tracks on it. And the one I chose to kind of feature the album and give you an indication of what it's like is this one called Trail of Money.
Well, if you want to get rich, give your money to me. Turn a nickel on a smile and a handshake for free. But there's a noise in the crowd, breaking hearts with deceit. All you war-hungry bastards, bloodthirsty with greed. Gangway, I'm coming with a trail of money. Gangway, stay out of my way. Gangway, I'm coming with a trail of money. No room for the poor.
Stand in the shadows and the new moon will rise. Stars they shot down in the blink of an eye. My instincts are wounded, my schools bleed with guns. My children are recklessly lost in the sun.
Gangway, I'm coming with a trail of money. Gangway, stay out of my way. Gangway, I'm coming with a trail of money. No room for the poor, stay. Go hide from your neighbors, don't answer the door. Your food and possessions will protect you no more.
There's a spirit in man not measured by money, not bribed by glory, but worth every suffering.
Gangway, I'm coming with a trail of money. Gangway, stay out of my way. Gangway, I'm coming with a trail of money. No room for the poor stay. Gangway, I'm coming with a trail of money. Gangway, stay out of my way. Gangway, I'm coming with a trail of money. No room for the poor to stay. No room for the poor to stay.
Now, that gives you a good indication of what the album is like. It's a fine, fine album. Malcolm Holcomb, brand new. It's called Down the River. And on harmonica there, and also backup vocals, Steve Earle. But he's also got Emmylou Harris guesting as well. There's some good, very good musicians on here as well. And that gives you a good indication. Now, that's kind of country-ish, country blues in a way. Let's move from the States down to Australia. And a band, talking about country, Dukes of Hazzard was a big television programme, of course, in the States and here in Europe. I guess across the world, really, with Daisy. Was it Miss Daisy with the shorts? Anyway, a band out of Australia called Jukesy and the Hazzards. What a great name. And their brand new album has just been released. It's just arrived this week. Here's the title track, Ain't Coming Back to You.
Off my feet, you stole everything. Now you're trying to be sweet. I tell you, darling, I'm not coming back to you. You might buy me a new car, I'm not coming back to you. I worked hard all week, made some money buying things, but that wasn't enough. You want diamond rings. Tell you, baby, I'm not coming back to you. You could change your ways, I'm not coming back to you. Thank you.
website is jukesyandthehazards.com. And they are Jukesy and the Hazards, and they are Nick Brown on guitar and vocals, Dave Evans on bass and vocals, Adrian Valioli on drums, and Jarra White on keys and other vocals too. The album is rather fine. It's called, that's the title track in fact, the album Sleeve Notes, or the design, is so reminiscent. In fact, it's a kind of almost a direct copy of Blue Note Records, and so the back looks like an old Blue Note album from the 1960s with Jimmy Smith and the like. But it's a good album, and you'll find links to them, as to everybody we play on the programme, on the Raven and the Blues page. Page at raven.dj. And if you want to drop me an email, I'd love to hear from you, however you're listening to the program, and that's pretty simple too. It's just dave@raven.dj. Okay, now to another new album. We've already featured one track from it, Mark O'Reilly, the album My Friend Mark's, and here he is with a great track which is called Hail. Thank you. another really fine album. Actually, this year has been just so good for releases in what I would call blues and roots music. And there's Mark O'Reilly. My Friend Mark's the album, just been released about a week or so ago, and that's called Hail. The Raven and the Blues. Time to welcome our live guest, Eugene Hideaway Bridges.
Traveling all over the world, from Texas to Tokyo, I sang my song in Slovenia and even down in Singapore. Going back to South Carolina, that's the place I'm thinking of. Banking on Myrtle Beach for giving me my one true love. Now I still remember that beautiful morning when I was there holding your hand. We had a wonderful conversation. I asked if I could be your man. Going back to South Carolina, that's the place I'm thinking of. Thinking of Myrtle Beach, you're giving me my one true love. Ever since the first time I saw her, she was always on my mind. Going back to South Carolina, and that's the place I'm thinking of. Thinking of Myrtle Beach, giving me my one true love. Giving me my one true love. I wanna thank you, North Myrtle Beach, for giving me my one true love. I wanna thank you, North Myrtle Beach, giving me my one true love.
That is just so wonderful. Going back to South Carolina and Myrtle Beach, it's the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe on the coast of Spain, on Radio Napa in Cyprus, and also on Kansas City Online Radio in the States, Belgrade Radio in Belgrade. We welcome Eugene Hideaway Bridges. Eugene, it's so good to see you. You're a very patient man, aren't you?
Oh, well, you know, it's all about timing. You know, you just take your time and do it right, you know, and that's what the history of this is all about. Just taking your time and get it right.
I mentioned the patience because what the dear listener doesn't know is you've just spent the last 2 hours roughly in a photo shoot being dragged hither and yon by a photographer who wasn't happy with the light anywhere, really, but we got there in the end, I guess.
Yeah.
Originally from Louisiana, but most of the time, I guess, in Texas. Am I right?
I moved to Texas when I was 16. I joined the Air Force because, you know, growing up all over Southeast Louisiana, there was a lot going on, but they didn't include me. Mm-hmm. I had to make my own way, and things wasn't available to me, which should have been available to me, and being ignored. So I joined the Air Force, and I just kept playing my music. I was in San Antonio, Texas. That's what brought me to Austin, mm-hmm. San Marcos, San Antonio. And I fell in love with Texas. There was a lot going on. It was more helpful. People was more helpful there. And the same thing I was asking for in Louisiana, you know, being ignored, I was getting some doors open. Not a whole lot, but one step at a time. I was getting a little bit done. But and it's a shame because that city has so much history of music.
Yeah.
But when you have history of music and you ignore your very own, you know, it kind of hurts. you know, I live this kind of life where I'm being, you know, hurt, but I got to be true to who I am. So I keep, you know, I don't wait for someone to say, okay, I will allow you to play your music. I've been doing this, you know, this is my 46th year anniversary since I was 3 years old.
Yes.
So I wasn't going to let a few people, even though I was born there, you know, I wasn't going to let a few people stop me.
I mean, the music is best described probably as roots, because it covers lots of the different genres within the blues field, doesn't it?
It's everything. I'm going to tell you people what I tell everybody everywhere I go. Music is like the ocean. There's not just one fish out there. There's not just one fish. Now, you could say, I'm going to only eat trout, or I'm going to only eat snapper, or I'm going to only eat catfish. But swimming around next to that catfish and next to that trout and everything else is so many different other fish. I'm not just a catfisherman. I am the ocean.
You are a net full of different fish.
You know, when I was a kid, I hear people hear train go by. Wow, wow. That's what they hear. Since when I was 2 years old, I would hear wa-da-la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I had a plastic shovel with rubber bands on it. That's the last toy my mama bought me.
Right.
And we were nowhere near a beach. So I put rubber bands on it because there was a sound.
Almost like a cigar box guitar, yes. Yeah.
It was better than a cigar box because it was the only thing I had.
Yes.
I had to make, because that sound was in me, needed to come out.
And now at that stage, who was your influence? Who were influencing you?
I had was Daddy. And that's the other thing. I didn't have the luxury of records, listening to records like everybody else do. Mm-hmm. That's what everyone else. You go to them, they say, oh, I listen to this record, I listen to that record. Even B.B. King, you know, he listened to Booker White.
Yes.
You know, his cousin. Wasn't like records. They was his cousin, T-Bone Walker. T-Bone Walker was on the road singing around his area. You know, there was other musicians around him that was influencing him. I did not have that luxury. I wasn't invited in that. You know, I get booted out every time I try to raise my head. So no, I didn't have the luxury of records. My influence was life itself. You know, when you hear the sounds of a washing machine, zing, 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 you add that music, you know, the harmony to that, you know. When you hear the sound of a Ford horn, you know, when I heard that Chevrolet horn go, it sound like two horns, which it were.
Yeah.
When you looked under the hood, there was these two curled up horns. And little things like that coming out of my head. Now, when my daddy saw me with this plastic shovel, my daddy was Hideaway Slim. Now, he was inspired and influenced by B.B. King, T-Bone Walker, Jimmy Reed, you know. But these cats was only names to me.
Yeah.
I didn't set out to be a blues player. I didn't set out to be a rock player or a gospel player. I wanted to play music. That's what this whole thing is all about. These 46 years is just searching for the sound and delivering. That's what it was all about. So my daddy showed me those. He took his guitar and showed me that honky-tonk riff. Pretty much the song I just played, it was derived from that honky-tonk riff. He showed me that. When I practiced, it sounded like that. But I had to earn it.
Yes.
I had to work at it and earn it. And when he and not only when I caught on to that, I used to hear him go, and I'll add that. And these are sounds that was in my head. Not only what I was playing, what he showed me, but the sound that was in my head. Then he showed me something else. He said, "That's your one chord."
Yeah.
We didn't know it as a 1-4-5. You know, that's your first change, that's your second change, and that's your third change. Now, when you're coming up without that financial backing, you know, let me just put it this way: when you're poor and broke, you know, you don't have money to buy guitar lessons or stuff. So that's how they talk, you know. John Lee Hooker, he didn't follow a timing 1-2-3-4, 2-2-3-4. That was educated music, you know, although it's derived from educated music. That's why it was called the 1-4-5, because of the mathematical chemical that creates that style, that position and everything. But when you're in the country, you just follow your heart.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I didn't follow a book, an ideal that someone else wrote out and said, "Now that's what the blues is." No, the blues is what you feel. There's so many different styles of blues, but they only concentrate on that one thing. It's like beer here in Britain. Now, you know they make more than just one beer. You know, anybody ever been to Britain know that there's more than just one beer. But if you only just concentrate on that one stout or that one Guinness or that one type of beer, you think that's it. Everything else is not beer. But it's not. It's so many different styles in blues. And so in from the heart and the spirit teaches you to open up your heart. And that's what my daddy was doing. When he showed me that card that out of... I come up with stuff like that.
What will you do for us now musically? What are you going to do for us next?
I'm going to do a song. It's kind of like something my daddy... We're in the process of recording, and I'm going to be doing this song tonight on my show. Me and Daddy used to go fishing down in Miss Fiesel's old pond. I would go and dig the bait for him, and my brothers would shag along. Daddy would cast his line out on the water, me and my brother making a lot of noise. Patiently waiting, he would call us over. He said, "Let me talk to you boys. Sometimes you gotta go somewhere quiet, somewhere there's no sound around. And if you wanna bring home the big ones, sometimes you just gotta settle down." Picking my guitar on the back seat of an airplane, trying to remember the words to a Slovenian song. Soon the plane gonna land in Ljubljana, and the show must go on. Trying to remember the words Andre taught me, so much music playing in my head. But I just go to the back seat of the airplane, and I remember the words Daddy said. Sometimes you gotta go somewhere quiet, somewhere there's no sound around. And if you wanna bring home the big ones, sometime you just gotta settle down. Me and Daddy used to go fishing anywhere he could find a fishing hole. In every car, truck Daddy had, you could always find some kind of fishing pole. Now I travel all over the world, and I sing my song from sea to shining sea. In my time of confusion, I remember the words Daddy said to me. Sometimes you gotta go somewhere quiet, somewhere there's no sound around. And if you wanna bring home the big ones, sometime you just gotta settle down. Yeah, son, sometime you just gotta settle down. Slow down sometime and settle down. Settle down.
That gave me what's called an internal jukebox or an earworm for days and days. Somewhere Quiet from the forthcoming album. Eugene Hardaway Bridges playing live here on the Houseboat on the Thames. And you can hear the complete session if you go to raven.dj, scroll down, and you'll see the photograph of Eugene here on the boat. And click on the link and you can hear the complete session. Two more tracks and a load more conversation. And that's all at raven.dj with some W's in front of it. Now, this last time that John Pearson was on the programme, it was with the band Blues and Beyond. But now he is back with a new band. And the band are called The Wicked Messengers. And the album is called Coal in the Soul, and it's just been released, and here he is with One Fine Mama.
Went to play a gig, she came to lend a hand, Liked so much she got my place in the band. But she won't find my move. I won't find my move. Now don't you try to fool her, she'll beat you every time. She plays guitar, mandolin too. Sure a piano, Lord, she knows just what to do. And I won't find my move. I won't find my move. She said, now don't try to fool her, she'll beat you every time. She got a B.A. in art, one in French, qualified law, she's been called to the bench. And I won't find my move. Said I don't try to fool her, she'll miss you every time.
Soul is the name of the album, John Pearson's and the Wicked Messengers, and that's a track written by Jem Turpin, who also played harp on that and did all the artwork for the album as well. The album's a mix of tracks written by John, also some standards as well from people like Bob Dylan, even Thelonious Monk and Leroy Carr. A nice album, good stuff indeed. Coal in the Soul, and there you heard One Fine Mama. Okay, this is the final weekend before the voting closes for the British Blues Awards, and the Raven and the Blues is in the category category for independent broadcaster. Lots of categories, of course. Now, if you haven't yet voted, I'd be lovely if you could, please. You've got until the 30th next weekend. BritishBluesAwards.com is the website, but you'll find the link on the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj, much easier to find. Click on the link and then vote in all the various sections. If you don't know who the best harmonica player is in your estimation, you could either leave it and not have to vote, but towards the end, you'll find the three sections of the album of the year. I'm not going to tell you my favourite because that would be wrong, invidious in a sense, but nevertheless, that's fairly. I've played them all many, many times, so you should be able to work from that. Then the Independent Broadcaster of the Year. I'm one of six names in there. Some strong, strong challenges from some other good DJs, but if you think my programme is good and would like to vote for it, I'd be greatly appreciative of your vote. Then the final one is the Kevin Thorpe Award, and the one I was sort of gone for there that I've been championing from the beginning is Joe Harmon and Sweet Man Moses. Anyway, you put in your email address and then you have to sort of respond to it, but otherwise, if you haven't yet voted, please do so, and then we'll tell you how things happen through the month of September. And a special request if you live in North Dakota. The reason is because the British Blues Awards said last week that they had voting from every state in the USA apart from North Dakota. Now, I went to the Libsyn stats where this programme is hosted, and the statistics that Libsyn can give you are fabulous. So I went to have a look, and yes, I've got downloads in North Dakota. Not quite sure how current they are, but it's in the last 18 months or thereabouts. Over 600 downloads in North Dakota. So, if you're listening in North Dakota and you haven't yet voted, please, please do so, so therefore we can have every one of the 50 contiguous states of the USA represented. So, North Dakota, go to raven.dj and cast your vote at the British Blues Awards. Next is Richard Dobney making his debut on the programme. Richard did like many people had to do in the during the 70s and 80s, and that was when you're in a band, you have to stop being in the band because of kids and education and proper jobs and stuff, basically. And so Richard took time out through the sort of his 20s and 30s. Anyway, he came back a couple of years ago and started to record the album he wanted to record. But basically, it's been a long time coming, but it has arrived. And the album is brand new, and I'd say it's called The Weather Changed. And here is Richard making his debut on the show with It's All Over.
Something more behind my eyes when I look at you. And it's for sure been the hardest thing I've had to hide in my life so far. 'Cause when I look at you, I know what I'm feeling comes through. When I look at you, it's all over. Bet you know you saved my soul by just being around me. Though you'll not be mine in truth, I know you'll always astound me. 'Cause when I look at you, I know what I'm feeling comes through. When I look at you, it's all over. I bet you know You saved my soul by just being around me. Though you'll never be mine in truth, I know you'll always astound me. 'Cause when I look at you, I know what I'm feeling comes through. When I look at you, it's all over.
Stuff. The Weather Changed is the CD, just been released, Richard Dobney. It's taken a while for him to make the album, but it's now made, and now you heard It's All Over. Now, in contrast, this next gentleman has been around in the music business a long, long time, featuring with bands with like Slow Burner. His new album has just been released, The Other Side of the Sun. He is Paul Bridgewater, and the track I've chosen to kind of represent the album, having listened through to it, is this one called River of Souls.
Well, it rained like a river, so I swam for cover, and I cried for 3 days. Ooh, Lord, nearly went under. Oh, yeah. Well, I cried for the ocean, and I weep for the water. A song for the mountain, pity for sons and daughters, drowning in a river of souls. Nobody knows. River of souls. Nobody knows. Well, my heart is a canyon. Day is clear in the morning, and I lie in the water, drift away towards the evening, down the river of souls. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
That is Paul Bridgewater, The Other Side of the Sun, and River of Souls. Okay, that's almost it for the programme this week. Email that came in from Chris Kropaski. And Chris sort of has been listening to the show for quite some time when he listened to it on BFBS Radio, on FM, back in the old days. He's now relocated. Where are you? In the south of France. Don't say exactly where, but I bet the sun is shining upon you and it's better weather than we've got here. But nevertheless, he listens to the show. Obviously, it's a downloadable podcast. And his comment was an inaccurate one, too. Although he enjoys the newer tracks, could I go back and play some early stuff, which which I know Cliff McKnight does on the Nothing But the Blues, and Cliff always has two or three tracks a week which go back to the roots of the blues. And it's because I've had so many great new releases, so many new albums which have arrived here on the houseboat, that I've really got to squeeze them in somehow. But you're right, so we'll close the show, we'll go back in time, and I'll probably try each week to try and at least play sort of one original heritage number, if you like, from the 60s or even earlier. Let's go back to the 50s for this one, though. Before I play it, I'll let you know that the email address is dave@raven.dj if you want to drop me an email. Website, of course, is raven.dj. There you can subscribe to the program, podcast, all the usual stuff, donate to the show. Everything you need to know is at raven.dj. Let's close with Willie Mayborn and I Don't Know. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
I'm getting sick and tired of the way you do. Good kind papa gotta poison you. Sprinkle goober dust all around your bed. Wake up one of these mornings, find your own self dead. She said you shouldn't say then. I said, what should I say this time, baby? She says, I don't know. My, oh my, oh my. I don't know what my baby put down. The woman I love, she got dimples in her jaws. The clothes she's wearing is made out of the best of cloth. She can take and wash them, she can hang them upside the wall. She can throw them out the window and run out and catch them a little bit before they fall. Sometimes I think you has your happy zone. She said you shouldn't say that. I said, what should I say to make you mad this time, baby? She says, I don't know. My, oh my, oh my. I don't know what my baby putting down. Mother sat down and cried. Say, you're too young a man, son, to have the many women you got. I looked at my mother then, I didn't even crack a smile. I said, if the women kill me, I don't mind dying. The woman I love, I won a week before last. The woman I love, I've got out of class. I thought I won you, babe, a long time ago. If you don't watch your step, I'm gonna have to let you go. She said you shouldn't say that. I said, what should I say this time, baby? She says, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what my baby put in.